Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after, a little book of tea, and the MGs bringing us back. That's Time is Tight. Isn't that a great instrumental there? One of the classics. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm also a classic. That's what I try to tell my kids. They have other words to describe me, but classic is not one of them. I'm not getting older. I'm getting better. And we got a good friend, Deborah Fine, back on the show, and she's getting younger all the time. She's the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. And what's that other book titled?
The Fine Art of the Big Talk.
The Big Talk.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, reducing conflicts in the workplace. There's a lot of language that you can use, which I'm sure most people would be interested in. Presentation skills for those of us who have to get out and about, and not people like you who are famous presenters, but people, a small business person has to be in front of people or tell them about their benefits package or whatever it may be.
Right.
And some networking skills, things like that. So it's big talk.
So let's talk about the big talk. You're talking about helping like if a small business owner says, okay, I'm gonna take what Deborah and Jim say to heart. I'm gonna get out there and try to get a little public relations goodwill going. I'm gonna give some speech. I'm gonna let the local organizations know that I'm available to talk about my industry or something else that I'm working on. That's what you're talking about, right?
That's exactly right. But also other things, like, for instance, I was thinking of this when we were on the break, is giving people feedback. You know, the big corporations do a much better job of giving feedback. They have a whole HR department. We don't all have HR departments to do that for us.
Right.
But people thrive on feedback, and our businesses will thrive on feedback. It's important to know how to give it. For instance, to say something like, you need to, it becomes a burden on somebody, and
it's so handy, Deborah.
Well, handy is dandy, but instead of "I need you to,"
right?
I need this scheduled a different way. Instead of "You need to schedule this a different way." See how that sounds?
How about this? How about if you said, "What would you think if I said that I thought we should try this?" How would that work, Deborah? Could you do it like that?
I think that sounds great. We should try this.
Yeah. What do you think?
As long as you're telling the truth,
I've been thinking about something, and I wanted to see what you think about it. How about that?
That's beautiful.
And then
even though
everybody knows we're going to do it my way, right?
That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. As long as you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
If you're saying that because you're just schmoozing somebody,
yeah,
and they know it.
Yeah.
If they know you're not really listening to what they're going to say and you don't value their opinion,
so that's the other part.
Completely different.
That's the other part. If you say that, you have to mean it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Instead of just pretending like you're listening to people. So that, to approach somebody and said, how do you think we should handle this? And then as long as you have a conversation and actually potentially incorporate that on occasion, then I think that's really key. But I think we have to be willing to take feedback too and say, what do you think about how we've established this distribution chain? What do you think about that? And really listen to what somebody says. It's amazing what you could learn when you ask for feedback.
And if you engage them fairly early in the process, they can take ownership, and when they take ownership, it'll happen, won't it?
Well, I really believe that. It will happen. And what's happening with the younger generation also, and whether it be X, Y, or I don't know if we have Z yet, but even I've heard from my own children who are in their mid to late 20s that they don't get feedback and they're craving feedback. Maybe it's because the way we raised them is where we always gave them feedback, and maybe too much positive feedback. But nonetheless, they really want to come into your office for 5 minutes and hear where they went right, but also where they went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see an improvement in this area. So they know that they're on the right track. I mean, I hear this from one of my kids all the time.
And you consider this to be big talk, the big talk, part of the big talk.
I do.
All right. Is another thing, is would another thing about, another example of the big talk be that, okay, we're in a new phase right now. We're not going to hire anybody else right now, but we are going to grow our business, but we're going to do it with the people we have. and we're gonna add these new systems, this new technology. We're all going. And is that the kind of a big talk that needs to be happening right now too?
Yes, but also to take it back to where our conversation opened today is to say to people, I understand that the company's asking you to put more on your plate than we used to put on your plate because times are lean right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking you, let's have a powwow here, some brainstorming. What can we do to make it, even though we've dumped more on your plate, make it easier? How can we shift things around to possibly make it easier so that you don't feel such a huge strain that I know we've imposed?
So small talk is more personal, more micro, more about the details, and the big talk is more about where we're going forward, the visioning, so to speak.
Well, right, plus the harder conversations. It is about the harder conversations, because sometimes, you know how hard it is to give feedback? That's why most of us avoid it,
mm-hmm.
especially if it's negative feedback. But it's also little things like saying, you know, women especially are challenged by this. You say to me, Deborah, I'd like you to have this project on my desk by Tuesday. And I'll respond with, well, I'll try to do that, Jim. Well, mm-hmm. that doesn't secure confidence with you mm-hmm. when I say I'll try to do that, does it?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so... But I have a tendency to use the word try. What I need to say is, let's just say Tuesday's too soon for me, Jim.
Yeah.
Instead, what I'll say is, Jim, I will have that to you no later than the end of next week. I've got
a lot of projects right there. Hey, Deborah, give us your website, please.
DeborahFine.com, DeborahFine.com.
That's where you can find her books, The Small and The Big Talk. Thanks, Deborah, for being here.
Hi.
Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage as well. In fact, you can find all the things that Deborah has talked to us about over the last several years as a member of our Brain Trust right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.